For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning, midweek, middle of the week. Pray you're doing great. Pray you're doing great out there. I've had some wonderful conversations with many of you, and it's what prompted this teaching this week on the plans of God. I call it God always has a plan, because he does. If you missed any of it thus far, please go to the website. These are always uploaded, and you can catch up to where we are. But it's going to build your faith, these bullets that I'm giving, because they've built my faith over the years. That's how I have them. It's what God has shown me and helped me, and I love being able to give them to you. Also, remember, the month of September, I kick off three Monday nights teaching the book of Ephesians, and we are videotaping those. And I need a studio audience. So I would love to have you. It is free, but you must register. I have to know how many copies to make. And then we've got two cameras coming, and it just kind of helps us with the audience as we get in there and size how we want it to look. But that will be September 9, 7, let's see, 9, 7 days after the 9th is the 16th and the 23rd. So three Monday nights. We will be taping at Victory Fellowship Church, utilizing their sanctuary. And again, it is free, but boy, we need you to register. I welcome you. I'm excited. Men and women, all denominations, no denominations, I don't care. I just want you there, because Jesus wants you there. And we will be teaching the book of Ephesians. Powerful book. One of the truths out of that book that has totally set me free on knowing who I am in God and knowing what's been available thanks to God through Jesus Christ. So I hope you'll join me. But okay, we are on number, talking about God always has a plan. I said in number three, God's plan will come out of your spirit, 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. But God has revealed them to us through his spirit. For the spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. I was sharing how Moses first saw himself freeing his people deep down in his spirit before he did it in the natural. We said number four, to keep God at the center of your universe, and that plan will unfold. We don't just hunt for the plan. We look to the planner, capital P, and the plan unfolds. But know that he's got a plan. He's got a plan. Always. I don't care what you're going through right now at the sound of my voice. You may be putting your arms in the air with total disgust, like, oh God, how could this happen? God's got a plan, friend. God's got it. Surrender it to him. Number five, to discover that plan, take time to be with God. Genesis 24, verse 63, Isaac went out to the field to meditate. Jeremiah 29, 13, you will seek me, and guess what? You'll find me. The guess what is my addition. And find me when you search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29, verse 14. I will be found by you, says the Lord. Man, I just feel an anointing on all this, my brethren. Join me tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.